Good afternoon, Mr. Hudson. I am the head nurse in charge, Alexandra, and I have brought with me medical student Isabella, and she will be assisting me with this examination today. So, Mr. Hudson, it appears as if you are here again. What seems to be your symptoms? Ah, do you have a headache? I see. Isabella, could you please refer to Mr. Hudson's chart?
Absolutely.
And give me a rundown, please.
Yes, it looks on his chart. Let's see. It says he's 35 years old. He's 5'4", 130 pounds. Wow, he's been in here 11 times
really?
In the last month.
Wow. And what were the symptoms the last few times?
See, he came in here, he stubbed his toe.
Oh.
He had a headache. He had nausea.
Okay.
He complained about insomnia, nightmares.
Really?
Ringing in the ears. He couldn't eat. He had stomach pain. Sore throat, anxiety.
Wow.
For that, you gave him a note, apparently, or someone did.
Oh, you okay? Okay.
A backache. And last time, he had constipation.
Really?
Yeah, and it showed that there was actually two different nurses assigned to him. So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Hudson, it appears as if you are coming in on a regular basis. Isabella and I are going to be conducting a little examination here. Let's go ahead and get you to sit down on that table there. And let's take a look at your eyes.
Oh,
all right.
Okay, I am going to get this checklist out.
There you go, right there. There you go.
Okay, eyes?
They're glossy, actually, just a little.
Skin?
Wow, you're a little clammy today, sir.
Heart rate?
Well, let's see. Let's, wow, it's abnormally accelerated. What was this heart rate? Let me see on the chart. All right. Okay.
Accelerated.
That's a little high. Okay.
Okay, and his blood pressure?
All right, let's just hold still there, Mr. Hudson. It's abnormally high as well.
Okay. And let's see. How's his throat?
Ah, open your mouth, Mr. Hudson. Let me just put in the decompressor. Say, ah.
Very nice.
Okay, it looks clear. This is odd. And he's been in 11 times in the last month.
And his nose?
Ah, let's see. Okay, clear for the left nostril and clear in the right.
And what about his ears, since he complained about ringing in the ears?
Okay, let's just look this way. Okay. The right ear is clear and the left ear is clear as well.
All right.
I don't see any discharge or anything interesting.
All right, what about nipples?
Ah, yes, let's take a look here. I'm going to have to unbutton your shirt here, Mr. Hudson. Just lie still and...
Nipples.
Isabella, his nipples are firm. Please note them on the chart. Isabella, I realize that this is a little uncomfortable situation for you, but we do need to maintain our professional courtesy when we are here with the patient. So please forgive Isabella.
I apologize. I'm still in training. I'm sorry.
It's all right. What's the next item on the list there, Isabella?
Scrotum. I guess you're supposed to check for prostate.
Now, Mr. Hudson, if you would be so kind as to stand up, we will need you to put on this medical gown here.
It's simply standard procedure. You know, you understand that here in prison, you know, we can't leave the room. So we need you to actually do this in front of us, if you don't mind.
We're nurses, Mr. Hudson. It's not like we haven't seen a male body before. Just kindly take off your clothes, put them right there on the chair, and... You know, he's not being very cooperative. I thought he'd be...
He's starting to sweat, actually.
I'm, Mr. Hudson, is everything all right?
Do you have a problem?
You know what I think would be bad? Isabella, can you please get the restraints? I need to restrain you.
Absolutely. Let me get
the
restraints.
Mr. Hudson... You came in for a medical condition, and it is my responsibility as the head nurse on charge to verify that there is nothing wrong, and if there is, to tend to it. Please remove all of your clothing before I call in the prison guards.
Oh, my.
Excellent. There you go. It's not so hard. So, let's take a look at this chart here. Headaches.
Okay.
The constipation is interesting.
Okay. So we should check for his scrotum and see how his prostate is.
Okay, we'll do that. Just hop on the table there, Mr. Hudson. Just lie back. Don't worry. Okay. All right, just lie there.
I have a question. question. Mm-hmm. What do you want me to do with these restraints? Do you want me to hold them down, or do you want me just to keep these here? What do you want me to do with these restraints?
Well, let's just go ahead and keep them handy. I'm sure Mr. Hudson will not give us any troubles. I would hate to have to use them on you, Mr. Hudson. Let's do this prostate exam. Just lie back. I'm going to lift up your gown here and...
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let's
put on my gloves.
Yeah, we do need to put these rubber gloves on. It's just for your own safety. There we go. So, Mr. Hudson, have you had any problems with your prostate?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Nice.
Yes, actually, I really like these. These are nice gloves. So, Mr. Hudson, if you wouldn't mind, turn your head to the left and cough. Let's do that again. Mr. Hudson, please turn your head to the left and cough. All right, well, his scrotum sac is, it's actually small.
Small? Check.
Isabella.
I'm sorry.
All right. What's next on the list there?
Penis.
Oh. Placid.
Check. I'm sorry.
It's...
anus.
Ah, yes. Mr. Hudson, if you wouldn't mind just putting your feet up on the stirrups there and scooch down.
He doesn't seem to be cooperating.
Mr. Hudson, we do have the restraints, and if necessary, I will call in the prison guard. Isabella, let's just put the restraints on him.
Yeah,
just...
I think we might have to. He's giving us a lot of problems.
Do I need to call in the prison guard?
Can you help me hold him down to
yes,
get these restraints?
Yes, let's just...
Hold on a second.
Okay, no, just arms, wrist, all right.
Okay, I think I've got him down.
Okay. All right, Mr. Hudson, just lie still. Let me just...
Hold still.
All right, let me get some... Now, you're going to feel a little cold sensation on your anus here.
I feel a little pressure.
Okay. You know.
I feel that right there.
Okay. There is a, that's abnormally constricted.
Ooh.
I,
so I'm gonna write that. Abnormally
yes, please. Abnormally constricted. That's his, Mr. Hudson, have you had a problem with your anal area in the last, no. No. Okay. Well, You know, I think we need to do a full examination here. I think that there may actually, we may need to do more here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something seriously wrong.
I think that there may be something going on, because if you look at the chart, he's been here 11 times.
He's had a lot going on.
I'm thinking that there may be something going on. Mr. Hudson, I realize that you've been coming in quite a bit here, and that is abnormal. You're not coming in for drugs, are you?
You're not hiding things. Maybe he's hiding things inside. I've heard that on TV.
I'm surprised, but
maybe he's putting things inside of him or something.
All right. Let's go ahead and...
I hope I'm not going to be, like, getting him in trouble.
No, no. No, actually, you're right. We are... Let me get on some new gloves here. Isabella, if you wouldn't mind restraining his ankles... to these stirrups here.
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to have to get... do you have that anal probe?
Yes. Here you go.
Excellent. All right. Okay. Lots of... Mr. Hudson, lie still. Isabella, would you mind standing close guard? I'm going to have to...
Okay.
Wow, this is abnormally... I'm going to have to...
He seems to be fighting.
I know. This is ridiculous. Mr. Hudson,
The more you fight, the more it's going to hurt.
Too true. Okay, let's see. You know, this is just abnormal. I can get barely one finger in. I think, you know what? He is so tight, I can't get my finger in.
Maybe we should take his temperature down there.
Excellent
and
idea.
And try some, because it's smaller.
Excellent
and
idea.
I don't think we took his temperature yet. And maybe that might help us to see if there's really something wrong.
Or something in there.
That's a good point.
Go ahead and get the anal thermometer there. And,
okay.
Now put a little bit of jelly. Remember, we do have to. It is a sensitive area. There we go. Okay, would you like to do this, Isabella?
I'm a little nervous.
Okay. Well, here, let me explain to you.
I'm so scared.
It's fine. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
What we're going to do is we're going to spread the ass cheeks.
Okay.
And when you do that, expose the anal area.
Okay.
Now you gently place firmly the, thermometer right inside.
Okay.
Okay.
He's
now,
squeezing his ass cheeks around it.
Well, just put There we go. It's all right.
He's so tight.
Well, that's why he has an abnormally constricted anal gland. Okay. All right. Now we're going to count down. I'm going to watch my watch here for 60 seconds. Let's see how that goes. You know, you're wiggling a little too much, sir. You need to lie still.
Stop moving so much.
I know. This really bothers him. Okay. What's the temperature there?
He looks fine. Like, wow. It's moving up fine. Like, it's going up 88, 89, 90. Okay. Like, it seems moving up fine.
You know, this is abnormal. He doesn't have a fever. He doesn't...
It's going up fine.
Okay.
It's coming up now. 98.6.
Wow. No fever at all.
He's fine.
This is... You know, Mr. Hudson... I am sure that you have valid medical complaints, but according to your chart here, you've been called in 11 times for a myriad of reasons, none of which have been fully diagnosed. Yeah, I think he might be up to something here. Now, I realize as a medical student, Isabella, you probably have not ran into this before, but specifically in the infirmaries, you do have to think of other reasons why they are coming to see a doctor, and... I think that he's up to something here.
I think so, too.
Yeah, look at the way he's squirming around. We've had to restrain him, foot and arm restraints.
I think we might have to close the curtains.
Excellent idea. Why don't you just go ahead and close those curtains, Isabella? Oh, and if you wouldn't mind, roll over that red box.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll just go ahead and...
Yes,
all right. There we go. Well, Mr. Hudson, we have decided that there is something abnormally wrong with your anus, so we are going to commence with anal probing. Now, I am sure that this will make you feel a little uncomfortable, but if you wouldn't mind just being a good patient and allowing us to do this exam, we'll be done in no time. Okay. Isabella.
Sorry.
I didn't want you to open the drawer yet. All right.
I'm just so excited.
I know. There's all these toys in here. Now, which one would you like to try out first, Isabella?
I want to use the big one.
No, Isabella. He has an abnormally constricted anus. We have to start small. Could you please get the 6-inch dildo? We're just going to have to go ahead and pry this open.
But I want him to hurt.
My goodness. Mr. Hudson, I think you may be in some trouble here. Isabella, we do need to maintain professional courtesy. Okay, let me take that anal probe. And like I said, put lots of lube on that little tiny asshole. It's,
okay.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Now, men will squirm when you do insert something this large into an anal cavity. So know that what you're doing will eventually feel good. They just need to relax. Mr. Hudson, please relax.
So this is an actual technique. It's anal stretching.
Yes.
So we're actually helping him.
Yes.
Wow.
Isabella, why do you... Yes, of course we're helping him. We're professional nurses.
Oh, cool.
Your job is to help people. And apparently Mr. Hudson has a abnormally constricted anus. So as such, we need to remove that problem. I mean, he was constipated recently. The tummy problems could be attributed to the abnormal anal...
Abnormal.
Okay, well...
He's abnormal.
Well, if you noticed by the flaccid penis...
He does have a flaccid penis.
Correct. Now, let's go ahead... Now, I bet you, once we
it's abnormally
animal,
flaccid.
Isabella.
I can't help it.
Well... I know, but he is in a sensitive position. And
I'm
he is,
sorry.
You know, he is in stirrups.
I just don't see guys with things that small.
I'm sure in the medical community, I'm sure you will see lots of things.
Can I give my professional opinion, even though I don't have that much medical experience?
All right. What is your suggestion?
I think maybe he's just afraid of going back out in the general public prison population.
Really?
I think he's afraid of maybe just dropping the soap or something, and he keeps coming in here. And he keeps trying to get, like,
well,
like notes or something. And I think, like, he's making this all
goodness.
Up because he's afraid of, like, other people or other guys, like, seeing him.
You know?
Because, like, all his illnesses are really stupid.
Well, I suppose everyone's complaint should be taken seriously. But like you pointed out, it's I think he is afraid to go back to the general public. And in that case, he'd have to share a cell with another inmate. And
well, like, your professional opinion, like, you have a lot of opinions. Like, you know, like, more about this than I do.
Yeah, you know, I was actually starting to come to that conclusion myself. I'm really glad that you pointed that out, because they will do anything to stay out of the general prison population. Now, Mr. Hudson, I realize that you may have some fears of being in with the prison population.
Insomnia, nightmares. He's obviously staying awake all night because he's afraid of the guys. Constipation. He's having trouble going to the bathroom because his butt's all tight. You know, he's having backaches. Well, you know, that's so small and minor. Anxiety.
I know, and that really bothers me that he is taking up a lot of our nurse's time with these frivolous visits. And
yeah, I mean, he stubbed his toe. Come on.
He probably was running from the Big Bubba. All right.
I mean, yeah.
This is, this is a little too much here. I think that we do need to commence with this anal stretching here.
I think so, too.
Yeah, this is a little much. I mean, yeah, we're just going to have to go ahead. All right, Mr. Hudson, we've decided that we do need to continue on with this anal probing here. Apparently, you're worried about something, so let's just get that ass stretched and you'll be on your way. Shall we?
He looks terrified. Look at him.
Well, most guys have a fear of being probed anally, and I can tell you as a nurse, it's actually very pleasurable for a man. His prostate, which is in the anal area, will be stimulated upon the stretching, and that flaccid penis will no longer be flaccid, if you know what I mean. All right.
Wow.
I think most men enjoy a little bit of anal probing.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's odd to think that, you know, especially with him being so terrified there.
He's sweating.
Do you see his little asshole keeps tightening up?
I know.
He's so cute. All right. Well, let's just go ahead. You've wasted enough of my time here, Mr. Hudson. Let's just go ahead and push in the 6-inch dong. Hold him down.
Okay.
Hold him down. All right. There we go. See? See? He sucked it in.
Oh, my goodness.
His ass sucked in that dildo.
Oh, my God.
I think we found the problem.
I think so, too.
I think we need to do more of this.
Yes, we do.
All right. Would you like to thrust it?
Oh, my God.
It's okay.
Okay. Do you really want me to?
Well, of course I do. This is a medical procedure.
So I get to thrust it.
You get to continue with the anal stretching, Isabella.
I get to thrust it in his butt.
Isabella.
I can't help it. That's what it is. I get to thrust it in his butt.
Please continue with the procedure. You're going to continue to press it in.
Yes, ma'am.
Out. There you go.
Okay. I'm going to thrust his butt like this. I'm going to fuck his butt.
Isabella, this is a medical procedure.
I'm sorry. I'm going to anal probe his butt.
You are stretching his anal cavity. There we go.
I'm fucking his butt. I'm anal probing his
Isabella.
I'm trying.
We have to know the proper terminology for the exam that you're doing. It's anal stretching, and this is done for anal retentive prison mates that think they can come in to the infirmary whenever they feel like it. Well, Mr. Hudson, we are very, very busy nurses, and we don't take kindly to these types of visits.
He seems to like it. He's got pre-cum on the tip of his cock.
Oh, look at that. Let me just go ahead and write that down. So it is.
His penis. I'm trying.
It's okay. It's all right. I understand in the beginning. It's a little. All right. Let me write down that he is having premature cum leaking from the tip of the penis. All right. Now, Isabella, I'm going to get this. Now, this is abnormally large for someone in his state. It's a 9.5-inch dildo. It's if you notice, it's also flexible, which means it'll be able to go deeper inside of the anal cavity and really stretch out this constricted area. Now, what you'll need to do, if you'll notice that the head is actually larger than the rest of the dong, so you'll need a few more moments to pop that in. Just don't be afraid.
I can fuck his ass really hard with it.
Isabella.
I mean, I can anal probe it really hard, so his ejaculation comes the right way.
Isabella, we're talking about stretching out his anal cavity.
I'm trying to say this medically. I'm really trying here.
Okay,
I want to get
true.
Like a really good report.
Don't you appreciate how kind she's trying to be?
I want to make this really gentle for you, even though it's really big. I know that you're going through a lot of pressure right now.
Exactly.
Here, let me wipe your head with all that sweat.
Oh,
all right, sweet.
Poor guy. You know, but the pre-cum is just leaking all over that gown. Maybe we should get a little towel in order to clean that
up. A little Kleenex. Here we go.
There we go. Okay. Now, back to the dong here. Like okay. I said, it's about 9 inches, so it's going to be abnormally large and it's flexible. So
right.
when you push that head in, make sure it gets inside the anal cavity. Ready?
Yeah.
Here you go. Go for it. Press.
I don't know if I can push it in all the way. He's so tight.
Isabella, you said you wanted to fuck him.
He's so tight.
Well, I know that's the
problem. It won't go in.
Oh, here, give it to me. Okay, what you need to do is you need to exert a little force.
Here, can you get behind me and, like, help
me? Ooh, here we go. Okay, now, let me hold your hands here.
Okay.
And, no, we're going to push, push. Don't stop.
Okay.
Don't stop. Push, push, push. Oh, there it goes. Ooh.
Oh, my God. It's in.
I know. He's squirming. This is absolutely natural.
Look at his face. I think I'm really hurting
him. No, you're not, Isabella. Don't worry.
Okay, good.
Don't worry. Now, you want to continue pushing the dong into the anal cavity, stretching it out.
Okay.
There we go. Now, once you have it in a few inches.
Like, his balls are so tight.
Oh, dear, Isabella. I'm desperately trying to stay professional with you, but you're right. His balls are starting to... My goodness, and the little penis is Mr. Tiny's growing up.
Oh, my God.
Okay, now what you want to do is you basically want to start a thrusting motion in and out of his ass.
So I'm fucking his ass like this?
We're stretching out his ass, yes, Isabella, with a nice big latex dong. Now, pushing it up deep inside, if you feel that little wrench.
I can feel it.
That's the prostate right there.
Oh, that's what it
is. Yes, exactly.
I read that in the books.
Exactly.
Okay, I get it.
Exactly. Now, that prostate will control the amount of seminal fluid that he is leaking from his penis prematurely.
So if I do it fast like this, like he can really feel it. Oh my God, look at the top of it. He's leaking. Oh my God, look, it's working. It's working. Look. Oh my God.
I'm so proud
of you. Look, when I do this, it's like fucking really hard. Look at the top of his penis. Look at his...
Oh my God. Isabella.
His prostate works. It works. Look, his prostate works. It works. Look. I'm doing it really fast.
Okay, Isabella. Now what we want to do is we want to leave that dong in there.
Okay.
And since you had so much fun with that, we also need to do a little stretching further up. If you wouldn't mind going and getting that other latex dong, the 8-inch one, that'll be done for oral. We need to do some oral stretching as well.
Okay.
I will just go ahead and hold the dong inside of his ass while you go get the one. There you go.
Nice.
Okay. Now, this is probably going to be a little intense for him, so if you wouldn't mind straddling him.
You mean you want me to fuck his face?
Isabella.
Well, that's...
I need you
to... I mean, would you like me to...
I need you to...
Would you like me to straddle his face and thrust his mouth probably, orally?
Well, that was interesting, Isabella. What we're going
medically,
to do...
Medically, through the oral cavity.
Yes, we are going to penetrate him orally in order to remove whatever
I'm
blockage
he might...
I'm trying
to be a good doctor.
No, and you are a very good nurse, Isabella. You are trying very
Thank
hard,
you.
And I do appreciate that. But if you wouldn't mind just getting on... What I'm going to be doing down here with the anal stretching will cause him to scream.
Oh, so this is to keep him gagged.
To some extent.
Thank you for explaining that. Thank you. Okay, I can gag him.
Well, I usually don't talk about this in front of the patients, but, you know, with a medical student, I need to inform you of the procedure.
I want
to
gag him.
Well, if you wouldn't mind inserting
there we go. I'm going to sit on his face and, like, gag his mouth with this big, giant cock.
Excellent.
Okay.
It's a dong.
Okay, a dong.
Right. A dong is a toy. A cock is, you know, a cock is that. But look at his penis.
It's getting...
Oh, my goodness.
It's getting
I think
hard.
He likes this. You know...
It went from flaccid to getting erect.
Let me get the measuring tape here. Okay.
Okay, it's growing.
You know, but it's still not that big.
I know, it's not.
Now, the male penis is average of 5 to 6 inches. And this is... Wow.
4?
He's 4 3/4. Wow, and this is after the prostate stimulation. Let me just go ahead and
push it.
Stimulate a little more.
Let it sit on his face.
There you go.
Fuck
okay.
His mouth.
All right. Okay. Oh, now, if you notice, Isabella, by the pumping of the prostate here, you'll notice an abnormal amount of seminal fluid.
Just push deeper and gag his mouth.
Okay.
Put him back his
throat. All right. You know, we might stretch him out. We may, you know, I think they're...
Push it deeper in his mouth.
I think he needs to be in the general population. I think his problem is that he's worried about being fucked, and I think the little faggot needs
like
to be
opening
fucked.
His mouth really deep.
Oh, I
am
know.
I doing it right?
You are. And I notice the way it glides into his throat.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful,
like
Isabella.
Like pushing it deep in his mouth.
There you go. Okay, now if you notice down
all
here...
All his saliva is like leaking out of his mouth.
Well, you can't swallow it. Your cock's down his throat, honey.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forget about these things.
I'll tell you, anal stretching is one of my favorite procedures. It really, you know, loosens up the man. And like I was saying earlier, I think he's afraid to go into the general population.
He's so scared. He looks up at me. Am I hurting him?
No. See, most men fear being penetrated anally. And in fact, it's one of their greatest fetishes. It's one of their biggest turn-ons, don't you know? Having a nice big dick up your ass, rubbing on that prostate, feels tremendously good. And most men don't want to admit that. But as you can tell by the size of his little clitty, I mean...
It's so tiny.
It's so tiny. Yes, Isabella, it is smaller than average. But the problem is he is getting excited, which leads me to believe, medically, that this is actually a fetish of his. And he's afraid of turning out to be the prison yard slut.
He's the smallest one in this prison. He's 5'4".
Well, that's true. He is small, but... The other thing is, most men, when they shower in the prisons, are naked. So, of course, the man with the smaller penis ends up being the prison whore.
That's why he's so scared.
Absolutely. Now, of course, there's nothing we can do for him. This is his current situation. And
do you want me to keep fucking his mouth while you're talking?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. I like pumping his face.
Well, I think you do. I think you're really good at that.
I like pumping his mouth.
No.
And he can't talk. and he can't move.
He can't move. That's even better. Now, I really think that he might actually need anal probing. Isabella. Oh, this is so beautiful watching you do that. I don't think you'd really be into that. Oh, you were so afraid in the beginning. And look what she's doing for you now, Mr. Hudson. Well, let's just go ahead and... Now, this anal cavity is stretched out quite a bit. Oh. Isabella, let's go down here to the anal cavity. Now, like I was saying with this, I know, just leave the dog in his mouth.
His mouth's feeling good.
I know. It gets really exciting.
I like watching him choke on it. That was fun.
I want you to fuck him.
Really?
I think that with your abilities, you'll actually be able to... caused a prostate ejaculation. You won't even really need to touch the penis.
Now, oh my
okay.
God.
Let's just switch places. I'm going to go ahead and sit right up here, Mr. Hudson. You just keep that dong in your mouth.
Okay, so I like it to fuck his ass. I mean, I get to like anally probe stretch his anal rectum cavity thing.
Well, actually now what we're trying to do is we're trying to cause his muscles to relax. They're so terribly constricted that we will need to do a prostate milking.
Okay.
Once we do the prostate milking, he will ejaculate. And once that happens, he'll definitely loosen up his ass there.
Oh, good.
I know. This is going to be good. I think
he was to milk the motherfucker.
Well, Mr. Hudson, I'm going to go ahead and let Isabella take care of
it. I want to fuck your ass.
My goodness, Isabella.
Sorry.
No, it's all right. I think it's actually pretty hot. I think guys taking up the ass like a good little bitch is hot. And you know, the way he scoot his ass down, you can do fat cock. There you go, Isabella. Mm-hmm. There you go. Fuck him. Oh. Now, Mr. Hudson, you've wasted enough of our time. And... we need to discuss this. Now, I realize that going into the prison population is somewhat terrifying for you, but you will be the prison whore. This is what you were meant for, and you... Well, you can either stay here and allow Isabella to fuck your ass.
Fucking your ass.
And I think she could do this for several hours. Or... You can come.
Taking your ass. Like stretching your ass, you little fucker.
Well, you can either allow Isabella to fuck you all day long. Or you can just come and get this over with. Of course, by then we'll realize.
But if you come, you're going to have a consequence.
Yes. That means that you can actually go into the general public population and be just fine. I think you'll understand and accept your new role, either as Isabella's little fuck bitch, or...
You're going to have a bunkmate.
Oh, that's really what this is all about. You know, he's been putting this off for a long time. He needs to have a bunkmate.
He needs a bunkmate.
Having his own cell is just really... There you go. There you go.
If he comes, he's going to have a bunkmate.
If he comes, absolutely. Absolutely.
If he doesn't come, then he's going to have to stay here and get fucked by me all the time.
There you go. Isabella, there you go. Now, let me just stimulate the scrotum here. If you'll notice, it's starting to tighten up. And I think he's going to come. Okay, all right. There we go.
He's going to come.
Okay,
he's gonna
all right. Come. Now make him squirt. Make him squirt on his face. Make him squirt on his face. Right there. Okay.
Oh, God. He's going to come on his face.
Okay.
There he goes. Oh, my God. His little penis is coming.
Oh, that was beautiful. Now that really takes talent, Isabella, to be able to stimulate a man's prostate without touching his penis. Congratulations.
Okay, so
congratulations.
So here's your prescription pad.
Okay.
And here's your pen.
Thank you, Isabella.
And you can write a prescription so that he can have his own bunk.
Okay, Mr. Doctor.
Well, so he can now have a bunk with somebody else, and it's perfectly fine.
Bunkmate. Acceptable general population.
No more anxiety?
Yes, absolutely. No anxiety, because after this, obviously, he really enjoys it. All right.
No prescriptions necessary.
There we go. There you go, Mr. Hudson. You can take that back to your prison guard. She will assign you to your new bunk.
Mr. Hudson, another doctor's note? Well, well, Mr. Hudson, I think you're going to enjoy your new cell. Number 55, open it. And while you're at it, bring in Mr. Bubba.
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Big Bubba. It's going to be your honeymoon tonight.